So what do you got for us today?
I have your guest today, Gary Logan from your College Station Parks and Recreation.
It's Gary Logan. How are you, Gary?
Great, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. What you got for us today?
Sorry, I'm still recovering from the Twitter comment.
Well, just saying, it could happen. It could happen.
So. It's kind of like trying to mow a 10-acre plot with a push mower. By the time you get done, it's time to start over.
That's it. They'll do that. Well, yeah, y'all don't do that, though. Y'all have bigger equipment, don't you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a couple things going on. Primarily, first up is next Saturday, we have our neighborhood fishing program out at Stephen C. Beachy Central Park off Crinic Tap, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone's invited to come out. It's free. It'll be put on in with kind of a partnership with the Texas Parks and Wildlife. You know, just a fun, free fishing clinic. If you're over 17, please bring a fishing license. But other than that, you know, you can come out. You can bring your own equipment, but we will have some on site. It'll be a great, great time. You know, hopefully we'll have nice weather.
Do you have canned corn? Is that what you use to bait the hooks?
No, we'll have a variety of things.
Okay, well, we used to use corn.
Corn.
We did. They called it a fish out back then. It was right before they were going to drain the pool, you know, and all the chlorine had dissipated. They'd bring in these things, and Beachy had actually cooked the fish for us, which was great. And so we'd go out there and do a remote broadcast, but that's what they used, was canned corn.
Just because you wanted to eat.
No, not at all. But I have to say that fried trout and donuts are not a good pairing. But anyway, this is a neat deal. It really is.
Yeah, it's really fun. Everybody come on out. It'll be great.
Do you need a fishing license?
If you're over 17, please bring a license.
Just double checking.
Oh, yeah. Other than that, you're good to go. We'll have equipment.
You going to be there? Are you going to be there?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
I more than likely will.
Right. Come on out. I'll see you there. The other thing we have going on, registration for youth and adult group tennis lessons until March 28th. It's a 6-week instructional program, and then the 7th week is our game night. It'd be a lot of fun. Dry fit shirt, tennis balls, rack style players. Just really, really great time. Great program.
I used to play tennis, but I got so short I couldn't see over the net when I stood at the baseline. So.
Maybe you should try pickleball.
I know. I haven't gotten there yet. Still haven't gotten there. Come on. They want some more information. What do they do?
CSTX.gov/parks will get you started, and give us a call, 979-764-3486.
There you go. All right. Thanks a bunch. Anything else you got?
Well, according to a list that Gary and the folks at Parks gave me, over the next 3 days, we'll have close to 1,000 people here for various tournaments. Today, there's an HEB flag football tournament at Central Park, about 120 people participating in that. And then over the weekend, we've got an NSA Gold Glove Spectacular at Veterans Park and Athletic Complex, more than 600 people taking part in that. And then a 7 Sports Invitational Baseball Tournament at Bachman Park, and more than 200 participants there. So if you see these folks wandering around the city, welcome them to town and thank them for being here.
Wow. So, and they'll be spending money. That's what we like, right?
We love spending money.
By the way, I don't know if you know, South by Southwest is getting started this weekend in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things, it's the 40th anniversary of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And so as a result, it has now been restored with a new 4K transfer from the original 16mm film. Fantastic. It was shot in 1974.
There's something else that's going to be at South by Southwest.
What's that?
I read this last night. The chef who created the Cronut, is going to be at South by Southwest with a new creation. And it is it's like a small glass made out of chocolate chip cookies.
I saw that.
And you fill it with ice cold milk.
Oh,
it's like a shot sized glass, and you drink the milk. And then you eat
the
cookie.
Glass in
you eat the cookie.
You eat the glasses. You're drinking the milk.
Oh my gosh, that looks so good.
That's like the whole thumb and salt and lime and
a little bit
and tequila thing, isn't it?
But that's at South by Southwest.
I guarantee you, if it's at South by Southwest, there'll be somebody who'll put tequila in there instead.
Tequila chocolate chip cookie.
You bet. We visit the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agencies.